Jeremy, Katie, and Josh in the morning.
Mix 100.
I'd like to send you on your way each and every day with a little something called PMI, which is three different stories, a positive, a minus, and something a little bit interesting. Who has the pee today?
I got the pee today.
Josh is going to pee everywhere.
This one made me smile so big. So a Brazilian man just got a brand new job, and it's his first job ever. And this video went viral of him because he got his first order, and it was put in, and he put it into his little, you know, iPad or whatever, his phone, and he recognized the address right away. And he goes, "This is my mom's house." So his first delivery ever was going to his mom's house. And the reason why is she called the pizza delivery place, put in the order, made sure that he was the one delivering the pizza. And she said, "I just wanted my son to feel happiness and no pressure and applause and love instead of anxiety and nervousness of your new job." And so he walks up and the video goes starts when he walks up the pathway and she greets him with a big old hug and gives him a kiss. And he delivers the pizza right to his mom for his first delivery ever. And I love this so much because it always shows that no matter what you do in life, your mom is always your biggest supporter and your biggest fan.
Totally.
It's so
barf.
Cute.
That
man, come on.
That man's future marriage is going to be so normal and
happy. Yeah, this is going to be a disaster for this kid.
Right.
Whoa.
Whoa, talk about a helicopter mom.
I know. I thought I tried to.
No, I got to deliver to my mom's house.
It's cute.
It is pretty adorable.
It was his first one ever.
But
barf.
That mom's got to take a back seat.
She needs to relax.
No.
He's like 17.
Send him on his way and let him be independent.
She's going to have to learn today because I had to learn it's not okay for Zoe to spend the night, right? Like at 22.
Go talk to strangers, meet new people.
I still ask her if she wants to come spend the night with her mom. She's like, "Mom, we've talked about this. It's not normal." So that mom will find out. Like,
she'll find
you gotta
out.
Let
Jeez,
them fly.
Maybe this should have been the minus.
This is,
dang.
This is pure garbage.
I thought it was so
it's
cute.
Pure garbage.
It's adorable. But she's going
to
learn.
All of his buddies are like, "You're delivering to your mom's house. You're delivering to your mom's house.
No, your mom. No,
your mom."
I will say in the video, he looks kind of shook. He gives double thumbs up like,
he
can't need to leave.
He's like, "I'm trying to go out on my own, Mom.
Hey, take the picture."
Jeez.
Right, maybe that's the minus thing.
His mom's the worst.
Kind of positive. It's
all
okay.
Right, here's the minus. This is a dangerous social media trend that is floating around right now called bone smashing.
Oh, no.
I guess multiple influencers are out there saying that you should hit yourself in the face with a hammer to improve your appearance. Now, I guess this is following some sort of 19th century theory stating that bones grow stronger under stress and you can actually change your features by smacking yourself around a little bit. Now, of course, doctors are saying, "Don't do this. Please stop. Don't deliver pizzas to your mom and don't hit yourself in the face with a hammer." They say the excessive fractures, breaks, bruising, bleeding, all that can cause infections in your face. And they are strongly discouraging the practice. Now, part of the problem, though, is one of these influencers, Andrew Tate, has landed a New York modeling gig. And he does. He uses these methods on his face. He hits himself.
Are they talking about
the
like the Andrew Tate?
That's what it sounds like in this story. I don't even know who this guy is. Does
he's
he hit himself
really
in the face with
a famous
hammer?
weird
yeah.
man?
Okay, so that's part of the problem then. These kids are seeing this guy be famous, has a modeling gig now, and he does all this. And then they're going home and hitting themselves in the face.
Well, he's an ex-MMA guy, so he was getting hit in the face all the time.
Long
so he probably
before.
Has, you know, 4 brain cells left duking it up out there. And he's
does his face look fabulous?
I mean,
I don't know, Katie, what do you think?
Is he a good-looking guy?
He's all right. That's not true.
He's got a good-looking face.
There's
Katie, punch me
faces.
In the face. Katie, punch me in the face.
We need to put a PSA out that says, TikTokers, stop getting hacks from the 19th century. They don't work.
This goes back to the Tide Pod eating, too.
Yes,
like, come on.
We're moving forward, not backwards.
One story is talking about this kid whose mom has had to, like, hide the hammers in the house. Because he's going up to this room and hit himself in the face.
You know what? Let that kid hit himself in the face.
It's like kind of, you know.
There's only so much you can do as a parent.
Thin the herd.
Before you're like, you know what?
Thin the herd.
Go ahead then. See if it makes you happy.
You want to hit yourself in the face with a hammer,
just
do it.
Exactly.
Don't come crying to me.
Yeah, when it doesn't work and you're still ugly. Just saying.
He's sneaking off to the Home Depots and hitting himself in the face.
Still ugly.
Damn it, still ugly.
Okay.
All right, Katie, save us with an interesting.
Is also- also going to make you so happy because we have an update on Punch the Monkey.
Speaking of Punch.
Yay! So remember when that video of Monkey Punch went viral, the Ichikawa City Zoo and Botanical Garden in Japan has taken steps to reduce stress for its monkeys. So the zoo shared an update on X along with a photo showing visitors standing in a queue to see the monkey that they've completely made an area on Monkey Mountain a restricted area for the stressed out monkeys. So they say this
little
decision
stressed monkeys.
Yes, it was made to reduce the stress for the monkeys. They also say that people are observing the animals in a very peaceful manner. So
that's
they're very
nice.
Grateful for the visitors for their cooperation and support. But this is after everybody was so concerned about Punch.
Everyone
they
was.
Were like, it makes tell me
I
he's
almost
okay.
cried.
I know. Like, I'm his mommy now. I heard so many people say that about little Punch the monkey, just wanting him to be okay.
What's in the stress sanctuary for the monkeys? Is there like cigarettes and some hooch?
No, it is just
stress
a
balls?
Separate area. They've got the stuffies that the monkeys like so much, but it is completely quarantined from the other monkeys who are causing the problem. So they've separated
they get
the monkeys. I know, right?
They're getting little monkey facials. They've got
little monkey eye, like cucumbers.
Cucumbers on
right?
their eyes.
The monkey's got his hair in a towel. Oh, it's so cute. I love this.
They're sitting in the sauna.
There's steam coming out everywhere. Little monkey.
Got a mimosa,
just,
monkey mimosa.
Loving that monkey
so
life.
Calm.
You know what? There's dishes of bananas just hanging
everywhere.
Out for everybody. So, yeah, it is a stress-free Monkey Mountain. So you can be happy that Punch is now being taken care of. They heard your cries, people.
Good. Yes.
They're taking care of Punch the monkey. And like you said, IKEA even giving stuffies to other monkeys. So he started something. Now monkeys everywhere can feel just comfortable.
Silly little monkeys.
Stress-free. Love it.
So cute.
Love that update from Monkey Mountain.
There you go, guys.
You're welcome.
There's your very ridiculous PMI today with Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. A mix.